With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
One is Mark and John, the co-hosts. They're alive. They are not ghosts. It's Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams. It's a nightmare, not a dream. Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams.
Hello.
Welcome to 20 Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I am very excited about our guest this week. Please let everyone know who's joining us.
Here we go. He's the host of the podcast Slayer Fest 98, and he's got a YouTube channel called The Adventures of Zach and B. And together, they're the hosts of the YouTube show and podcast My Bloody Judy. It's Ian Carlos Crawford and Zachary Patton Garcia.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy to be here. Oh, my goodness.
In this virtual space.
Yes. Are we on video too, or is it just you
this
don't
is
do videos?
Just audio. No. Are you crazy?
Okay.
So but thank you for doing full hair and makeup. We really appreciate it.
Above and beyond.
When we first started My Bloody Judy, Zach was like very because Zach like knows what he's doing with video, whereas I do not.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And Zach was like, oh, we'll video each other and then we'll send the files and put them together. And I never knew what the fuck I was doing, but I always take like forever doing my setup and being like, no, but I'm older, I need to look cute. And like,
sure,
you know.
The videos were gorgeous though. Our when we first started, they looked like top-notch quality. So
I could not find my angles though, I will say. Sure. So some of them, it's like I have a triple chin because the camera's a little too low.
Right.
Not my best.
The lighting's a little bit too low as well. Sure.
Yeah. You know.
Now, you guys talk on your show, My Bloody Judy, you're dissecting horror classics from every decade. But I want to know, if you had to pick one decade, like, what do you think is the best decade for horror movies?
Ian's going to go with the 90s.
I was going to say, really? Zach knows my answer, and I know Zach's answer.
I don't know. So, like, I guess I would have two different answers. It would be what I think is the best and what is, like, my favorite. What would you say, Ian, then?
I would say your favorite is 70s and what you think is the best is the 80s, or vice versa.
I think the best would be the 90s. I think I would go with the
90s. Really?
I think just off the top of my head. And then my favorite is the 70s.
Interesting.
So 80s are getting the shaft.
Sorry.
I don't like 80s horror movies all that much. I'm not a big fan of 80s horror movies.
Slumber Party Massacre 2. Hello. What more do you need?
They're fun to watch on, you know, Fear Fest when they come on, but they're not my go-tos.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess the 90s to me, I feel like, oh, Scream's doing all the heavy lifting there.
And well, it might be
lifting,
like, because that's the only one, that's the only title that's like in my head right now when I'm thinking about it. But it did so much, right? Like it
yeah,
it
I know.
Really did bring horror back from the dead in a sense.
ironically. Think the 80s, they became sort of schlocky. Like that, to me, the 80s felt like that's when it was all franchises.
Yeah, yeah.
The 80s, I always think of like Friday 13th, The Nightmare on Elm Street. And like, I think maybe I like those movies more than Zach does, but I still don't like, they're not like my favorites. It's like, yeah, whatever. And they all kind of mush together for me.
Right.
80s has more of like, so bad it's good. Watch with a bunch of your friends.
Yeah.
Have your favorite substance and just goof on it. Mm. Whereas like 70s seems to have more like harrowing, like, oh my God, the apocalypse in 90 minutes. Chainsaw massacres.
That's because everything was new in the 70s, right? Yeah. Like that's where a lot of these tropes like originated. And I love watching like the origin. I love seeing the root of all of this.
Right.
Well, 70s, we were reeling from Watergate. America lost its innocence, you know. And it never recovered.
I remember it. I remember it. You know?
We were all there.
Don't let him remind you how young he is, because he often does it to me, and it makes me age 10 more years. Yes.
It's like a Dorian Gray situation. That's what's happening.
Every time he gets carded, you get older.
I don't get carded anymore. That's
oh, you
thing
poor
me.
Thing.
Oh. I know. Oh. No, I'm in mourning right now.
It's a decline.
I still get carded.
There you go.
Zach, you know, sir, you don't get the senior citizen discount.
I should, but Zach, did you see someone just left a comment tonight on one of our videos on Instagram? Did you see it?
No.
It was a guy who had only listened to My Bloody Judy. He hadn't watched, and he saw the clip of us, and he was like, oh my God, I thought Zach was like this like older Southern gentleman, and he's like this young guy.
Did I sound like an older Southern gentleman?
You sound like Tennessee Williams. Yeah,
I sound like a hick and a redneck. I know that, but I'll take older Southern gentlemen. I can play up to that.
I could see you giving advice from a porch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Fanning yourself.
The goal. That's the ultimate
that's
goal. When I
goal,
reach the end of my life, if I'm not given like advice to, I don't know, 18-year-old men coming up on my porch, then I haven't lived a life. Just
well, Zach, you have a very confident voice too. So I could see someone assuming.
Right.
Like, you don't know. We hit record and I'm pretty nervous now. Like I'm fidgeting a lot on my desk.
Well, you know, speaking of corrupting teens, today we're talking about The Craft. John, what's the deal with The Craft?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with The Craft. It was directed by Andrew Fleming with a screenplay by Fleming and Peter Filardi. And it follows four outcast teenage girls at a Los Angeles parochial high school who pursue witchcraft for their own gain and subsequently experience negative repercussions. It stars Robin Tunney, Fairuza Balk, Nev Campbell, Rachel True, Skeet Ulrich, and Christine Taylor. It was released on May 3rd, 1996 and made $55.6 million off a budget of $15 million. It received mixed reviews from critics. Roger Ebert felt the film was mired in excessive special effects, but praised the performances of the four leads. And Rita Kempley of the Washington Post called it a brew of Hawthorne, Heathers, and Hollywood hocus pocus that was nonetheless a bubbling mess of a movie that leaves us more bothered than bewitched. But the film was nominated for a Saturn Award for Best Horror Film and Fairuza Balk for Best Supporting Actress. And Balk and Tunney also won the MTV Movie Award for Best Fight. And a sequel, The Craft Legacy, was released on October 28th, 2020. And that is the deal with The Craft.
So we asked you guys to pick a movie and you chose The Craft. Why The Craft?
Well, I think just the fact that so many straights are shitting on this movie shows how wonderfully queer and just at home you feel in it, you know, as a queer person. I love this movie. I remember this. I remember sitting in my living room and watching it as like a little kid, and it just was everything to me. I would go to school, find my coven. I'd pick like only three people, and, you know, everybody else left out, and I'd put my coven together. And it's just, it is one of those movies I can watch over and over again, and it doesn't really get old for me.
So how many times have you seen? Did you see it in the theaters?
Oh no.
He's too young to have seen it in the theaters.
Stupid question. I realized as soon as I said it.
Mark, did you choose Clumps of Hair by asking that question?
Oh no.
My crow's feet came
out. I don't have that much more to give. Yeah, what about you? Yeah.
So my mom is like very into like witchy stuff. My mom was the reason I got into Buffy. My mom heard from a conservative relative that this movie was about devil worshiping. And it was the only movie in my entire childhood that my mom said I was not allowed to see. And the story that I love to tell that she insists is not true. She insists she never told me I couldn't see it. But like as a kid, you remember a thing that like you weren't allowed to do. Because when I was living in New York, like, you know, 100 years later, my mother calls me and is like, I saw this movie about these four witches on TNT. You would love it. And I was like, was it The Craft? Because you didn't let me see that movie when I was a kid. And she was like, bullshit. I let you see whatever you wanted. And I was like, right. And one of your relatives told you that this was about devil worshiping. You let me see it. She insists that never happened, but I didn't see it in theaters because I wasn't allowed to.
There you go. Uh-huh. Forever scarred.
But I think like I go back to Firuza Balk a lot. Like I don't.
I mean, how do you not?
Yeah. I mean, I just it's wild to me that this didn't like give her the best career or at least like a good horror career. Because she portrays like the villain is like she's the best character, right? And like, for me, like there's always like a queerness in like rooting for the villain who's like the one you're like, no, but they fucking deserve. Like she deserves to get all this money. Like let her fucking live. And like getting revenge on like the mean jock. Like there's like a like queerness to that for me, which maybe says more about me than the movie. But I always go back to that. And I always go back to Firuza Balk's portrayal. I watched it before we recorded and I like forgot in the beginning. She makes a joke about the like lady police officer. And she's like, ooh, I love a woman in uniform while she's pulling on the noose hanging from her locker.
Yeah. When we get to Macabre, there's your Macabre right there.
So it sounds like we got two big fans. John, what do you think of The Craft? Had you seen it before?
I first saw it, I think maybe 5 years ago, because at a theater that I was working at, they did a lot of musical parodies. This came up as a potential title that would be done. So I was like, oh, let me check it out. And I thought it was really fun. It was one of those movies that I wish I had discovered as a teenager because I could see just latching onto it. It feels like one of those movies that if you catch it at the right time, could become like a formative.
Is there a timeline lineup, John? Could you have caught this as a teenager?
No, I couldn't have, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Chaos.
I couldn't have.
Zach, don't ever do that to me.
I'm going to. I'm going to start doing that. I'm like, Ian, how old were you here?
But yeah, I thought it was really fun. I really liked it. I think part of the reason why it doesn't get its due is because it came out 6 months before Scream. And Scream was just such a game changer. And it's so funny that it also has Skeet Ulrich and Neve Campbell in it. I wonder what the two of them were like the table read for Scream must have been like, oh, you're in this too. I guess this is our year, bunch of horror movies. But yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's really good. And it is unfortunate Firuza Balk didn't have more of a career after this, because I do think it's such a go for broke performance that
you could almost see her being like a Bond villain or something, you know, like something really, like that level of like, I'm gonna rain missiles down on like the East Coast unless I get $1 billion.
So I always feel like there's a direct line from like Firuza Balk's portrayal of Nancy to like, I don't know if either of you watch Buffy, but like her portrayal of Nancy to like Juliet Landau's Drusilla in Buffy, and then like Helena Bonham Carter's Bellatrix Lestrange in Harry Potter. Yeah. Like I feel like she was like the predecessor to the two of them.
But with like an actual why, like her, I think I saw this in theaters or at home video at some point, and I hadn't seen it probably in like 15 years, but her energy is just like, she brings such like this manic, wild, live wire energy that's like so exciting.
And there's so much character there also as well. Yeah. Like this movie does a great job with all four of the leads having their own individual backstories, because the new one came out, like The Craft Legacy, and they introduce like the other three, but never go into their sort of backgrounds. And this one does such a great job in doing that, especially with Nancy's character, because Nancy's not the main character, is she?
Right, she's no, like, Sarah,
But she is, you know, she is who everybody thinks of when they think of this movie.
She has the most interesting arc through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's the most dynamic. Like, I don't know if like Sarah's just kind of boring or if Robin Tooney's not the best actor, but like,
what?
I think that's another reason why like Nancy does feel like the main character. Like it feels like Sarah's just kind of there to be like, oh no.
There's a moment in this. Yeah. There's a moment in this where they're, what's his name? Mano. How do you say that? Yeah. So like when they're on the beach and they're all holding their hands up, there's a reason he chose Nancy or Sarah, because Sarah's just like, I call upon the guardians kind of yawning. Like she could not care less to be there. And then Nancy's like giving it all of that performance.
She's a true believer.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys, speaking of true believers, there's no segue there. as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movies ever. So we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. So we're going to go through a bunch of categories. And at one point, you two will come up with the category and it will be added to the wheel. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't have to, but it will by the time we get to it. So don't worry about it. Jesus. All right. So this is our current top five gayest horror movies. This is the current ranking of just the horror movies.
Okay.
So that number five.
No, we'll take care of all the notes. Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't worry. You can put your abacus away. We got it.
I feel like I'm about to take a test. Like I wasn't good with math and percentages.
It's not a test, but you could fail.
Yes, that's well said, John. All right, and number five, the fifth gayest horror movie with a 70.84% is Hellbound Hellraiser 2. And fourth with a 71.84% Interview with a Vampire. Third with an 85.19% The Lost Boys. Second with an 89.81% The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And the number one current gayest horror movie ever made with a 92.99% is The Bride of Frankenstein.
Ooh, okay. Where did do you know offhand by where Nightmare 2 landed? Have y'all
done
that? Well,
we did. Yeah. We have done it.
That's on a different system. We did like a whole series of just the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, so okay. It's like a slightly different scoring system.
It
is the gayest of all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
If you can imagine.
By a mile.
Very much so.
All right, so for all of these, we're each going to give it a score between 0 and 100, but we'll take the average of all three of our scores. And these are the canon categories. But now, since there's two of you, you guys have to agree on a score because we don't have a way.
Okay.
I just can't do it. The spreadsheet, it can't handle that. That's the one. It's our Achilles heel.
What about coming up with a category? Do we have to do that individually or together?
Together.
Okay.
Perfect. But if you both have two categories, we could do that.
Good.
The wheel can accommodate you.
We're going to share. We're going to share.
Spreadsheet can.
That's okay. Cute. All right. So the first category, how would you guys rate The Craft on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters?
There's not any.
Zero.
There's so many characters that are gay that they just would have never said were gay at that point, right?
Well, I mean, Nancy would have been queer. Yeah,
she's 100%. She is. She is. She's just not.
Even watching it now, it's like, yeah. Is she in love with Sarah? Like,
she's in love with Sarah. Right? Yeah. She doesn't care about the little skeet. She don't care about him.
I always read that because I read into things. I get like, this is the type of thing that I often project, but also does happen. Like I read it very much as like queer person in love with a straight person. So they're jealous of the middle person.
Right.
That's like getting in the way.
Sure. No, that makes sense. She did seem very annoyed by Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah. In a way who wouldn't be? There's also the lady who owns the witch supply store.
She definitely has some sapphic energy.
I thought she
about
had
her.
Some big sapphic energy.
We just never went into anything with her, right? Know. She's the character that you could take out of the movie, and the movie would be the exact same.
But my notes wish we got a little bit more of her because I feel like she could.
I think
been,
she
like,
could
her,
like yeah. have the anthology of like yeah. each season she goes to a different town. Yeah. Opens her
oh my gosh,
store.
She could.
I did like how she had this big thing of like, don't go into my secret room, and then you see it, and it's just like blacklight.
Yeah.
It's just like some
candles.
Yeah.
She made it way more important than it ever needed to be. Yeah. It wasn't that great.
There's no corpse or anything. Like, chill out, lady.
Okay.
But unfortunately, for an LA high school, not, or I guess it is a Catholic school.
Yeah, Zach, are we going to go zero? Because there really aren't any.
There are no gay characters.
But zero
let's
to
give
100.
It a couple, a couple points. So you do you want to do like a five for maybe could be gay characters? We'll do five.
Okay. So wait. So but like, tell us. You're like, are we literal or can we be like, well,
you can be,
yeah, it's all right.
If there's like, we give points for energy.
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
This is also like a podcast scoring system. So it's really,
let's bump it to a 25 just for Nancy.
All right,
you good
25.
At that?
That sounds good.
Do that. Nancy and all her 25. Necklaces.
I was also the one person I was thinking, who was the guy? He wasn't Breckenmeyer and he wasn't Skeet Ulrich.
Oh, the one not famous. Yeah. I don't know.
He seemed like he could have maybe been, I don't know. Yeah, has anyone seen The Craft Legacy?
Yes.
Zach has, I haven't.
Does that have any gay characters? Because watching this movie, it was like, if this were made 10 years later, someone would have been gay. You know what
they
I mean?
Do.
Like it was just like on the cusp. Okay, so there are.
One of the four girls are, yeah.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's definitely like queer energy in it. It's a high school. There's got to be some gay kids walking up and down the hallway. I'll give it a 27.
27. I mean, there's got to be some teachers at this Catholic high school that are.
That's true.
That French teacher. Was he French?
Yeah. Was his name Monsieur or something?
He's teaching French.
Yeah.
Red flag. I'll give it a 25. Giving it an average of. Yeah. It's got an average of 25.67, which is 31 points lower than the Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove. Hmm.
That's weird. All right, Zach, we got to up our scores.
I guess we do. I felt like 25 was pretty fair for this.
Yeah,
one. I think right, it is fair. Emperor's New Groove, though, has Eartha Kitt. So
this next one, though, this next one, we're going to get
this next one. I think you're going to do just fine. And it is Gay Icons. How would you rate the craft on Gay Icons?
This is the moment for gay icons in this movie, right? This was the stable of actors that were scattered around through the 90s. What do you think, Ian?
85 to 90?
Well, who do you like? Who are you considering? Who are you thinking?
Bruza Balk feels like the big one.
Well, Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell is also a pretty big one, though.
Well, wait, are we talking character or actor?
Both.
Okay, yeah. Then Neve Campbell is Sidney Prescott and whatever the fuck her name was in Party of Five. And yeah. Neve Campbell is definitely like a gay icon. And Fruza Balk, literally just for this movie, is a gay icon. And Fruza Balk's character, Nancy, is definitely a gay icon.
And Nancy's hair, you know, if we're going to go that deep, Nancy's hair is a gay icon.
Her wardrobe.
A real evolution, her hair takes.
I can't wait till we get to feet work because she's got a lot of it in this.
I appreciate that you've done homework on this.
Yeah. We also got Christine Taylor, who we should acknowledge for her work in the Brady Bunch films.
Yeah.
I have a Christine Taylor story.
Let's hear it.
I used to work at Barnes & Noble on the Upper West Side, and her and Ben Stiller were regulars. And like the second time they came in together, they have like four children, there's a lot of children.
Too many.
And I just remember being like, oh, this is really humanizing. One of their kids had like a complete meltdown waiting in line to be run up. Nice. And she had to be like, take him outside. And I just felt like, oh, now I don't feel nervous to ring them up because I just watched her yell at her husband, take a kid outside.
That's amazing. They're just like us.
Yeah.
There's also on the soundtrack, I'm just going to throw out Portishead. To me, I don't know if they're particular. I've never seen a drag act to Portishead. It'd be the slowest drag act you've ever seen.
Sure.
But
that's something I would feel like I would see in Brooklyn, though.
Yes. Absolutely. Midnight Tuesday show to Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yes. The same How Soon Is Now cover that was the Charmed theme.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I don't think it's not actually the Smiths version, isn't it a cover?
No, they did the cover.
It's a cover, yeah.
I also feel like if you were making a movie like 2 or 3 years after this movie came out and you wanted like to like quickly code that like a gay kid was gay, you would put up the poster for this movie on the wall.
Mm.
Like, oh, got it. All we need to know.
The craft and Scream. There you go. Yeah.
We know them. They smoke clove cigarettes and cock.
I was gonna say the Craft, Scream, and then Buffy, all three things that I loved as
there you go.
Just look around Ian's room, like, just take a look in my bedroom. You will find it.
What do you must love? I Know What You Did Last Summer. Then,
well, Zach and I feel the same way about it, that Sarah Michelle Gellar should have been the final girl.
Yes,
like she's the best, she is the movie, she's the best part of the movie. Once her character dies, it's kind of like.
Yeah. Did you see they're doing a TV series of it?
They are.
Looks like it costs $5 this thing.
Isn't that all of the shows now, though?
Yeah, they all look so cheap.
They all lack like the quality or the texture that these movies have.
This low, like mid-budget movie looks better than like $100 million Netflix series.
Mm. Yeah. John, you hear these two?
Yeah, so what do you guys want to give The Craft and Gay Icons?
Do you want to go with 87?
What were you thinking?
That's like 85.
All right, let's do it with 85.
Okay.
85.
Yeah, I think there's some really good stuff here, but I don't think there's like top shelf. It's not like Cher's in this. We're not.
I wish.
She was mad in the band. She could have been the magic shop owner.
Yeah,
she could have been. They could have stuck her in there, put her in her Academy Award outfit, and she would have fit right in.
Yes.
She would have been like, Bob Mackie, just send over whatever.
Imagine him doing a costume for a witch movie.
She had that, her catalog in like the late 80s, 90s, that was all like gothic home accessories.
Oh, that's right.
I forget what it was was called. It was called like wrought iron fence or something. It wasn't called that, but it was called
bolt cutters. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still stuff. I'll give it an 80.
80. I don't know. I think the four of them together make like are kind of like gay. It's like, you know, individually, we don't care that much about the Spice Girls, but together, they're all elevated in a way.
So before Sex in the City, there was The Craft.
Thank you. And then it was, what is the new one called? And That's All There Is.
It's the new Sex just the like City. That. And just, yeah.
That rolls off the tongue.
I love it. That's going to be the next Craft movie, too. I hope so.
Let's hope they get into Wicca. Like
yeah.
I'll play the villain.
I give it an average of 85, which is pretty good. All right, our next category, the male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form?
The male form is covered in baggy pants and baggy jackets, and there's not much of that in this.
Nothing.
No. Nope.
Yeah, yeah. Scream kicks its ass.
Yeah. I think that's, what do you want to say? You
there's like one, nothing in this.
Yeah. One. Just for Ski Ulrich.
Because Ski Ulrich is so handsome.
So handsome.
Yeah.
There is that one shot of Ski, what's like Ski Ulrich from behind. And it's just like, oh, his hair looks really good. It's like, oh, he looks really like good from behind and you don't see him talking or anything.
Just when you're not looking directly at him and he's not doing anything. Looking.
Listen, rude. I think he's good looking when I'm looking at him.
I think he's gorgeous. I think he's gorgeous. And they just like threw a blanket over him in this movie, you know?
Yeah. Listen, Zach, that was the fashion. I had those baggy pants. I had those jackets.
Yeah, it was all baggy in the 90s.
Yeah.
We were baggy because we were sad.
Unfortunately.
Over something.
I was depressed wearing baggy clothes. Now I'm depressed and I wear skinny jeans. Thank you. Times change.
So what do you guys want to give this for the male gaze?
It's like one.
Yeah.
A one.
Yeah.
It's pretty low, but I'll give it an 11.
11. I'll give it an 8, just for, you know, they cast Skeet Ulrich. So that's something.
That is true.
You keep going back and forth with your opinion on it.
Yes. Yes.
I just thought he looked particular. For whatever reason, that particular shot stuck in my brain. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he looks so much better in Scream, you know, covered in blood, licking his fingers. What more do we want out of a movie?
And I love that, like, 90s hair. Does it for me.
That's great. We've got an average of 6.67, which is 24 points lower than Resident Evil Apocalypse. All right. And also 11 points lower than the Chipmunk Adventure, which is pretty rough. All right. Our next category, entrances with pizzazz. Any pizzazzy entrances?
Everything. Yeah. All of it. Yeah. All of it. You want to have a nightmare? Well, the girl's got you. You know, you're hiding in a stall, a bathroom stall. You're going to get the door kicked in. Well, the girl's got you. You know, they've got entrances nailed down in this one.
I mean, they love stomping through. Yeah, they love stomping through a cafeteria with all the confidence. Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird is that they didn't have like a big main song with like a slow-mo walk. And you almost expect that to be in this.
Was this before or after Armageddon?
I think.
What do you want to hear? Like, what's that song from Armageddon?
I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Well, that, like that sort of like made it
a Diane Warren ballad is what.
No, for me the like slow motion then she'd have song an Oscar. Is the Imperial Teen Yoo-hoo song from Jawbreaker.
Sure. Yes.
That's like the slow motion walk song. Like that's what I would want to hear in this.
Right. But it's witches will be boohoo. Maybe I don't know. Just a stupid pun.
Oh boy.
I do think it is kind of it's an entrance of sorts when we see it's more of a reveal, but Linda in the shower with her like bald head and like mullet.
Yes. Yes.
Very. She looks like a gas station owner haircut.
Yeah, she's not a Joe Dirt or something.
She's the person at the gas station that warns the kids not to go to the cabins. They're going to get murdered. Yes.
Yeah.
Was that a woman?
So I've been Even the poster, you know, the poster looks like an entrance as well.
Absolutely.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, how high would we go with this one, Ian?
I don't want to be like too ridiculous. But
I don't want to say 100 just because.
Right? Don't say 100, Ian.
Was there 99? Okay. You know, 99. It lacks the
conservative,
song.
A little more
integrity. Integrity. Yeah, thank you.
99.
Yeah, to me, what's only keeping it from 100 is them like not having that song or even like singing or something, you know, like that. So I will go 97.
97. Mm. Yeah, 97 feels, you know, I'll split the difference. Give it 98. Given it an average of 98, which is 1 point lower than Resident Evil Apocalypse.
What? But
that has Mila Jovovich on a motorcycle.
That is a good entrance, but like, that's the only good entrance in that movie.
There's like two or three others. Do I remember them? Absolutely no. Not.
I like that movie. I just, you know.
Sure. It's all right.
All right, our next category, the Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety?
I love this one. It's got to be 100. He would die. This would kill him.
Women, powers, witches.
Does he have a daughter? Does he have a daughter? If he has a daughter, I hope she comes into this.
I think he's got like seven daughters, right?
Well, I hope they all watch it and they all get very inspired.
No, I think you're confusing him with Romney.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
They look the same.
Christian spotlight on the movies has been my go-to to get Mike Pence's pulse finger. That doesn't make sense. But they didn't cover this movie, but they did cover, oddly enough, the Blair Witch Project, which they gave a 4.5 out of 5 in terms of movie making quality. But they considered it morality very offensive, all because of witches, which are real and in the Bible, according to them. So I think this would be, he would be nervous this whole time.
Yeah.
I love that you're giving this like awful Christian site traffic numbers.
Actually, you look at this, it's not as like hateful as I would hope it would be. I'm almost like disappointed that it's like reasonable.
You're like, girls, like they, up the camp.
Yeah. They do have today's prayer focus though, and it's two actors. They want everyone to pray for Michael B. Jordan and Jason Momoa.
Done. Oh, no questions asked. Done.
I'm not sure if what you're doing is praying to them.
Yeah.
Just for the record, Mike Pence has 3 kids, 2 daughters.
Okay, 2 daughters. Okay. Both, we've got a. I hope at least one of them turns out to be
one of them's got a
Nancy. Face, Nancy, yeah. You know, the pointy toed boots and everything.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I also appreciate that none of us knew how many children a vice president. We're like,
okay. Okay. Are we doing 100? I feel like 100's accurate. Yeah. Okay. We're very extreme with our
I know, we're like zero. Oh, like
we'll get tougher as we go on.
Okay, fair enough.
So I promise Zach and I don't always agree this well.
We actually never agree. It's a lot.
Well, the craft is a great unifier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll also give it 100. I can't think of anything about this movie that he would find redeemable.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I'll give it 100 as well. Giving it 100, which is 12.33 points higher than the House Bunny. And actually, like the highest we've had in the last 5 since we've been doing this category.
Since we've ever had this category.
I love these wacky statistics.
Wacky? These are all based on science. How dare you? All right. Our next category, Hell on Heels. And by this, we mean feisty women. Any feisty women in this movie?
I just don't like the word feisty, I guess. I'm not a big word.
Zach opposes that.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're anti-feist.
It's all feisty women. You know,
pretty much.
Yeah.
So we going with 100 again, Zach?
Oh my God, I don't want to. Let's bring it down a little bit. Let's do 95.
No, I say 100. I say 100.
We'll do 100. 100. We'll do 100. I love, my favorite feisty woman in this is Nancy's mother. I love her and her jukebox. It's perfect.
Only Connie Francis on the jukebox. When we cut to when we finally see Nancy's house, I was like, this is a 30 Rock sketch. This is like, where did this come from? Like, where is this movie happening? Her mother's like slurring down the hallway. Well, she doesn't even have a hallway. Yeah, John, what do you want to give it for Hell on Heels?
I'll give it a 98 just because I thought that Sarah was just a little under.
But then you also have, I mean, she's not, I wouldn't call Christine Taylor's character feisty, but she is totally vile.
She's mean. So.
Yeah, she's horrible.
They gave her direction and she did it.
She did it. That's the thing about Christine Taylor. Yeah. She always delivers.
She'll wait for you to tell her to pull it back. She won't, but she's waiting for you to tell her.
I'm going to give it 100 because all 4 of them are doing great. Given an average of 99.33, which is about 3 points higher than Resident Evil Apocalypse. And that has Alice from the Resident Evil franchise.
I don't know. The entrances with the Resident Evil is kind of not sitting right with me.
I'm a recount?
Still thinking about it.
Mm. All right, Zach and I call slander.
I know.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll make it up here, and I think you will beat Resident Evil in this category. Chosen Families.
This is the whole Chosen Family, right?
That's what a coven is, right?
They swear a blood oath. It's ridiculous.
They kicked her out pretty quick, but
that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh.
So there's points taken off for that, but she found a Chosen Family.
And it falls apart at the end completely.
Yeah. So a toxic Chosen Family.
Sure.
But a Chosen Family nonetheless. You want to do a... Let's break it down a little bit. Let's be tough, Ian. Okay. And be like 80.
That's pretty low. I thought you were going to be like 85, 90.
We can do 84. You want to do 84?
Okay, let's do 84.
Okay.
84. I think it's a huge... I mean, they literally swear blood oath and drink each other's blood. I'm going to give it a 94.
Okay.
I really wanted more scenes of them just like hanging out in a bedroom, watching TV, having ice cream. I did too. Like all that stuff was really fun, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it always makes me sad when they're not friends at the end too. And so the last three, I kind of wanted them to just be buddies, you know, get over it.
Right. Maybe with time.
A little bitter. A little bitter.
Yeah. I'll give it a 91. Given an average of 89.67. All right, I think you're going to do well in this next category too. Macabre. How macabre is the craft?
Nancy's a noose.
Nancy's
all a Nancy. Everything. The sharks. Mm-hmm. The how yeah, macabre
snakes,
are we getting?
The necklaces. Maggots. The chokers. The short skirts.
Scorpions.
Candles. Hair color yeah. change. Death.
Also, the accurate like. Jesus in the school was like, that's too much. Yeah. Like, yeah. Why are you going for realism? No one wants to see that. And having to go to mass during like your school day, like that's got to be the worst.
I felt macabre to me. I went to a Catholic high school for 2 years, and when like you would think it's a break, but it's not. It's like the worst to be like, oh, I'm gonna fall asleep and die here in this church.
Is it kind of like clicky, like a cafeteria? Like, well, I'm gonna sit in the front row.
Oh, totally.
With, yeah. Oh, it is okay. Awesome.
Zach, what
I'm trying to think, is there anything like any part of this movie that we wish they would have just gone a little further, but they like held back?
It's not particularly gory or anything.
Yeah, and I like, don't think it needs to be though. No, I think they did it pretty well.
I really don't think there is, Zach, honestly.
Even the little prank they do, you know, the shitty dad dying in a plane accident. Like, how more fucked up do you get than that? We can't do another 100, Ian.
Why not? Do a 99. Do a 99.
Do a 99 because we're difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it, because it's not gross, I'll give it a 99 as well. But it's just, I mean, it's ridiculous.
They said the only reason it got an R rating was because of like teens doing witchcraft.
Right.
Which feels judgmental.
I feel like it deserved an R rating, though. I'd have been a little iffy if it was PG-13.
I don't know. I would.
There's not like nudity, and it, as you said, like there's nothing chased. Like super. The violence is
it's
so
intense,
like over the top.
I think it's pretty intense. It's an intense movie.
But like The Ring was PG-13. That's a very intense.
That's very intense. Oh, wow.
I belong to the Christian Association of America, and I think PG-13 is too much.
Fair enough. Can't argue with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it 100. I mean, it's mostly dark and spooky. There's lightning, dramatic lightning. So wouldn't that get much? And given it an average of 99.33, which is 6 points higher than Resident Evil Apocalypse, kicking its teeth in. But speaking of lightning, our next category is dramatic lighting.
I mean, they're casting spells on the beach.
Yeah,
what was the candle budget on this movie? It's like a Hallmark Christmas film. And
I did love that moment where the woman lit one candle and they all started. I was like,
convenient.
Okay. The insurance on this, they had to have some pretty good fire insurance. You know, and they do a really good job with lighting, because a lot of it's not, you know, there's no neons and stuff like that, except for like on the roof that, you know, for that one scene, there's not a whole lot of neon or, you know, crazy lighting. It's all pretty, pretty good natural lighting. So like lightning and candlelight. Right. And then at the end, when Sarah and Nancy are facing off, they have like their eyes illuminated Morticia style.
Right. Key light. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, so, but a lot of shadows.
They did a pretty good job with all of that. Ian, where would you have added more dramatic lightning?
I don't know. I was going to go with you on this one, just cause like, I feel like you know more about lighting than I do.
We're both pretty good at lighting.
That was a compliment. All right, I'll take it.
Wow.
Zach and I did just work out doing, what did you call it again? Key lighting?
I don't fucking know. We came up with the word for it.
The Morticia
light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we want to rate it then? What do you think?
I don't know, because I was going with, well, they don't do a lot of, but then you said like they don't need the neon light. That's not like what this is. So like mm-hmm. you don't need it, but it's still not, there's not a lot of dramatic lighting. So maybe like an 80, 85.
Let's do that. I think so. I feel like Nancy would have been in a neon light situation at one point, but we don't see that. So
so do you want to go with 80? 85.
We'll go 85.
85. Okay. 85. Yeah. I don't know. I think them casting the spell on the beach was pretty dramatic.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go 92.
Okay.
Getting struck by lightning is almost a dramatic lightning.
Just one end away.
Oh boy.
I'm not giving it points for that. I'm just noticing. But I think it's pretty good. I'll give it a 87.
Okay.
Giving an average of 88. Which is 50 points higher than the house bunny. Pretty good. All right, our next category, vibrato.
So for this category, in addition to literal vibrato, we mean anytime they take a moment, they give it a little extra, zhuzh it up, more than it needs, but they give it to you and you like it.
All right.
Give me some sort of example, because I got a little confused on this one.
Sure.
would it be like Nancy's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's sorry. Like, would it be like
that?
Yeah,
I would say her entire performance is like amped. Yes. It's like cranked up, but we like it. That's why we like, because it's so extra.
Okay.
Like, also, all the lightning feels extra. Lightning. It's just adding.
All right, Zach, I'm going to take the lead on this one and say we should go like 95.
I think.
Because Nancy is turned up.
Gosh, also, those opening credits with all the quick imagery was so 90s.
I hope at the theater they had some sort of view, if you're prone to like epileptic seizures or something, because that really hits you over the head, that opening. I think Nancy carries the whole damn movie for all of these categories too. I feel like Sarah should have had a moment where she was a little bit more
like unhinged.
I can't think of it.
At the very end, she gets it at the end, but like not till the end.
Yeah.
Did you see her spin that pencil? Wasn't that unsettling? Oh,
yeah. She's crazy. She's so crazy. I love her.
So we're going to do 95, Zachary?
We'll do 95.
95.
Yeah, it's pretty vibrato-y. I also was thinking this maybe goes back to dramatic lighting, but when we saw the shadows of Nancy's hands turn into snakes and all that stuff, that felt very like vibrato and fun to me. I'll go 94.
94. I was like calling Christine Taylor's like villain character Laura Lizzie. Felt like
it's like out of an Archie comic.
Yeah, just like mean spirited for fun. I'll give it 92. Giving an average of 93.67, which is 3 points lower than the house bunny. All right, our next bit ahead, Anna Faris.
Are the house bunny and Resident Evil Apocalypse the like
since we've only updated the scoring system for like the last five movies, so that's normally I have like 20 I can pull from, but right now I only have five. All these other movies are on a different tab and I can't be clicking to a different tab.
Listen, I'm impressed that I don't know that Zachary
you're doing a fantastic job. I would think that you would have a producer back there somewhere.
No, we can't. I live in a studio, there's no producer.
You're doing great.
Our next category. Been waiting for this one. Footwork.
Oh, love it. Nancy, her dragging her little feet across.
That is such an iconic.
That could have been a poster on its own. Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Her ass comes in walking on water like Jesus.
Right.
What else we got? I feel like we've got plenty of it.
Well, Sarah kicks Nancy right into a mirror. And like Nancy flies, like she flies like 30 feet, it seems like. Almost like lateral, like vertically or horizontally, just a perfect kick. And so much stomping down hallways together, the four of them, four
and
apart.
And Rachel True on the diving board. That deserves some points there.
Sure.
It would suck to walk behind these girls, like when you got somewhere to go. You're like, can't you, like, do you have to take two
steps? No. If you're behind these girls, you walk with them. You kind of just pretend you're in
maybe
there.
Maybe I'm
you know,
part
just...
of this group.
Anybody need a Southwest, a Northeast?
Just be like.
I would have been closeted gay me in high school, being like walking behind them, strutting my shoulders.
Like, somebody looks back and it's like, what are you doing? It's like, nothing. Like,
nothing. What are you talking about?
Don't hate me.
Lots of footwork.
What are we going with, Zach? I think we should go pretty high on this one.
Pretty high, but no musical number. I feel like Nancy needed
no
a musical
tap dancing,
number.
Right, yeah.
One of them could have been in drama club.
The Craft Broadway. Let's get that going.
Didn't you say that was one of the things you were looking for?
It was in talks. Yeah. So who knows? Could still happen. I think it would work great. The soundtrack is good, so you could use those songs. Yeah.
Ian, do you want to do like 92?
Yeah.
92.
I'll give it an 88.
88. I'll give it an 89. There's so many moments in this movie. Like, I think I remember the trailer for this movie more than the movie, because there's so many moments I'm like, oh yeah, that part. That like the foot thing, but like, where are the weirdos?
You know? I feel like those were the two big scenes in the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right, now giving it, well, I got an 89.67. And this is finally the last of the canon categories. Don't worry, there are three more categories of categories to come. All right, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend The Craft to a gay person?
100.
Is that we got? Okay, I was going to say, we got to go 100. I can't go lower.
I show this to, if I have a friend who has not seen it, we do a movie night and we usually watch it.
That's fun.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
They're not gay, but like anybody. Sure. Anybody.
After you're done at the end of that movie night, they are. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a 95.
95. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like a fun mix of Carrie, and then it has the whole like the 90s. It feels like very much a 90s time capsule in a really fun way. And like just seeing pure Firuza in her, like what we in her element. It's pretty fun. I'll give it a 92. I think gay people should watch this, given it, which is the highest. We got a 95.67.
Okay.
So gay people should watch this.
Apparently.
Yes.
All right, now we're into the wheel category.
So these are all categories that previous guests have brought in. We put them on this wheel, which is an app on my phone. We're going to spin it three times. Whatever categories randomly pop up, that's how we will judge it. Then I will pick a category from the wheel that hasn't been chosen. We'll use that. And then finally, you guys will come up with a category, which we will then add to the wheel, but we'll judge this movie and potentially future movies. Make sense?
I'm nervous.
It's like not gonna be category. Nervous. That's a lot of pressure.
The stakes couldn't be lower.
Okay, here we go. Mirror-based breakdown.
Well, there's a big mirror motif in this.
Yeah, there's a
lot. Wait, is that like, that's like literal. That's not like...
Like, yeah, someone like
having
like
a breakdown
looking,
in the mirror.
A breakdown while looking at themselves in a mirror.
The ending is pretty heavy with that.
Yeah. Right, Zach? Like,
yeah. I wouldn't say 100, but I would
say. But it's definitely there.
Yeah.
Like Neve Campbell and
Rachel True.
Rachel True both are like, oh.
They get shown like their freakish version.
And when Rachel True's getting bullied at the beginning, they're both looking in mirrors on opposite sides. Sarah comes out of a mirror.
Smashes a mirror.
Yeah, we're in the 90s, right?
Yeah, I want to do like 93.
Let's do it. Let's Great. Do it.
93.
I'll give it an 86.
86. I'll give it a 90. Giving an average of 89.67. That's
how much higher than the house bunny is that?
Well, that's on the wheel. So that one didn't come up.
Okay, here's another one that I think is going to do well. Sumptuous outdoor table settings.
There's a few, at least two, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're kept, they're like, is it
lunch tables?
Yeah,
it's like lunch tables with some eaten pizza on the tray.
They take, when they like go to like the woods, where they take a bus to the woods, which would never I feel like that would never happen in a movie now. 14 taking a bus to the woods.
Absolutely not.
What do you think, Ian? I feel like I'd go with your instinct on this one.
I think we got that one. We've got when they do the sacrifice on the beach. That's another
the
one.
Beach ritual.
These are pretty iconic.
They do have like a little
scenes.
Picnic.
And even the opening.
Well, if
like,
we're doing that, then there's a shit ton of altars then.
Are they outdoor?
Yeah. Oh, they're not outdoor. They?
There's that gazebo, there's the opening gazebo.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Zach, I think we should go like a 94.
Let's do that. We'll go.
Okay.
94.
I'll go 93.
I mean, they're pretty witchy, so I'm going to give it a 95.
Ooh.
Giving it an average of 94. Okay. And then this
really
is
on your side, boys. Okay. Fine art appreciation.
Fine.
All of it, right? Like, this is so like dripping in texture. It is an art piece, the whole thing.
There is when they're at the house party, they pass by and someone has a what's that artist's name? Klimt?
Gustav Klimt.
Yeah. Gustav Klimt is in the background.
What about Connie Francis? Do we consider her fine art?
Well, sure.
We can.
Artist.
Yeah.
A whole and jukebox all of, Georgia.
Like, again, the altars they put together, like, you know, in Nancy's bedroom, she's got this whole this whole thing with all these glued little pieces
and their outfits.
It's fine art.
It doesn't quite feel like a theme of the movie, though.
It doesn't.
The fine art.
It's not a theme of the movie, but it is.
But it's not zero.
It's not zero.
Zach, you pick. What are you thinking?
Do you want to do 70s? We can do 70s.
I was thinking 75.
I'll do 75.
75, a wild number.
I just wanted to get into some lower numbers here, sure. You know? I was hoping to get a 30 in there somewhere.
I will, for the Connie Francis of it all, I agree with you, Mark, there's not a lot, but for the Connie Francis of it all, I'll give it a 55.
We are considering Connie Francis fine art?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Connie Francis in a jukebox. Yes.
The name of this episode, consider Connie Francis.
Consider. I got to be the Grouch and give it a 25.
Oh, boo.
Hey, I love her song, Vacation. Everyone should listen to that. Well, it's got a 51.67. All right, now is the time for John to pick a category from the wheel.
Yes. So I'm going back to a classic one from the movie Gremlins, and the category is Pool Trouble.
Pool Trouble.
So I think we got all the stuff with Christine Taylor being so horrible to poor Rachel Drew at the pool.
And then she's on the receiving end of trouble, too.
And she's receiving end of trouble with her hair. There's a lot of trouble going on around the pool in this one.
All right, yeah, that's true. There is. I was thinking, like, it had to happen in the pool, but it happens, like, around the pool.
I guess if you ask, like, Christine Taylor, like, hey, when's your hair start falling out? She'd say the pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then that's one character's background story, right? Or one character's sort of, like, arc. You want to say, like, divide that 25? Out of the four girls, the pool.
Let's go 30 since you said you wanted to do a 30.
Okay. We'll do 30.
Nice.
I'm gonna go 55 again. I think there's like enough of it there that you're like, oh yeah, a pool is a integral part of this film.
Okay. I'll give it a 40 for Pool Trouble. There's bullying at the pool. No one likes to see that.
No.
I kept waiting for like a Final Destination-esque like pool mayhem moment. But that's not what this movie's about.
Isn't there a pool mayhem moment in Carrie 2? Isn't there like a... she kills the guy. She like puts the cover over him and kills him in the pool.
That's a long time since I've seen that one. That was the Sci-Fi Channel. That's the last time I saw it.
Oh,
I saw that in theaters. Thank you very much.
Really? Worth watching?
It's not as terrible as you would think. I will give it that credit. It's not nearly as terrible as you would think. Takes itself a little too seriously, but it's fine.
Isn't it called The Rage, Carrie 2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I don't know why I know that, but I know that. Hmm. All right, fellas, the time has come for you to add a category that we can use to judge The Craft and potentially every other movie. Any thoughts?
Okay, we're judging based on how gay a movie is, right? Yes. I feel like black plays into queerness a lot, right? So what about like how much black is being worn in the movie?
Sure.
Is that...
I'm not wearing black right now, but normally everything I wear is
black. You usually are. And there's a lot of movies where
John and I are both wearing black right now.
Yeah.
So LA.
I feel that's like a New York thing too.
Yeah, I feel like the first few times I went to LA, I was like, God, in New York, I'm like a 3 on the goth scale, but in LA, I'm like a 500 on the goth scale.
True. It's much more New York. So like an all black wardrobe, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. How do we want to phrase it, you think?
How much black is worn?
Yeah, I mean, can just do that. Yeah.
Or the black wardrobe, we should say.
How much?
But make
black
that more coherent. I don't know.
How much black is in the costuming for the movie?
Yeah.
Black costuming. How much black costuming?
Like most.
That doesn't sound like a complete sentence.
How much black costuming? Great. All right. So, what do you want to give The Craft at that?
I want to go high, Zach.
Yeah, you want to do like a 97. I like a 7.
All right, 97.
Yeah. 97.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I mean, it's mostly Nancy. Like in the school, there's not a total, but I will go 89.
Okay. 89. Funnily enough, Sound of Music would do well in this.
All the nuns.
All those Sister Act. Any of the Sister Acts would do.
They're moving their category to the trash bin, by the way.
They're like, ooh.
Like, that's a cool one. Good job.
Definitely Snaps. Keeping this.
Snaps
hear the trash.
You.
Hear the recycle bin be empty on your computer.
That noise.
Yeah.
But I got a 92.67. Pretty good. All right, now we are into the bonus category.
These categories, as their name implies, are bonus. So if it doesn't do well in any of these categories, it's not going to work against the overall score. It's just a percentage of bonus of the points they already have. So it's going to go from 0 to 10 that we're judging it on.
Okay. All right, the first one is musical potential. Could you see a Broadway musical?
Yes.
Or a small cabaret musical, perhaps. Right.
They're already on wires at the end of the movie, being lifted right? into the air. Like, it's ready made.
I want them flying over my head.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Oh, across the audience. Yeah,
across the audience.
The mirror there's shattering Spider-Man. Scene. I'm thinking reach of like, the secret garden. Like
touch Nancy's boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna go with a 10.
Has a big intent. Oh, you said a 10. It's
what's the scale? 1 to 10?
0 to 10.
0 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9 just because it would be hard to also have the pool in there.
Well, that's impossible. How do we change that? It's not like the pool was essential to the bullying.
Well, agree to disagree.
I think it's a 10. I think you got four great roles at the very least.
Definitely.
Maybe an alto, a tenor, a soprano, and a rapper, like a Boyz II Men setup.
That's exactly all the voice types there are, Mark.
That's how they do it, right? Mm-hmm. A rapper with a cane. I believe that's the fourth voice. Well, it got a 9.67. Pretty good. All right. And I think you'll make up some points here, too. Queer Menace. And this is almost exactly, Ian, what you described earlier in terms of a villain you root for.
Yeah.
It's kind of, that's the spirit. Of, exactly.
It's a 10.
I was going to say, Zach, you're going to be annoyed if I say 10 again.
You're 10. I feel annoyed with ourselves. I wanted to be harsher.
I think you're okay.
I'll give it just a 9 just because I feel like they're not actually like lesbians.
That's true. Yeah, I'll give it a 9. Also, there's no moment. They aren't even like harassed in their school very much. Like they all seem to get along pretty. Nothing
there
they
is like
to
when
be.
Feruga comes to that party, they're all like, oh my God, she's here.
Oh, Feruga. That's true. There's all that.
Hey, yeah. See, Ulrich calls them the bitches of Eastwick. That's like the whole thing in the beginning.
But that's pretty good, though. You got to admit.
That is like a gay insult, right? Like,
yeah, right.
Like that's what like I would lovingly call like me and Zach or something.
Right. It's your host, the bitches of Eastwick. There you go. Well, it got a 9.33. That's the highest we've had. since doing this. All right, next one. Character actress makes a big swing.
I mean, I think even if we didn't have Feruza Balk, her mother, Helen Shaver,
yes.
plays her mother.
Yes.
That is a huge swing.
Yeah.
She's incredible. But mostly Feruza gets all... I mean, when she's having her freak out when she's strapped to a bed at the end.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm counting up characters then. Makes a huge splash, right?
Makes a big swing.
Big swing. Okay.
I'm thinking 9.
Let's do 9. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the other leads should have been a little bit more.
They're not as dynamic.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard when you got Feruza. I mean, what do you do when you got Feruza there?
You're like, all right, I guess I'll go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go 9 as well.
Although I do think like Neve Campbell is pretty good. And like she's like good and like she does like stand out, I think.
Yeah.
As like, oh, she's interesting at least.
They all stand out in their individual ways, but like as far as like a big swing, it's there's no competition.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 9. It's this
like, Feruza Balk and her mother come from like the camp side of town.
Yeah.
What was her spell? She just didn't want to be white trash anymore. Yeah.
All right, our next category. I think you'll do pretty well here. Witches. How witchy is the craft?
1.
Wow.
It's okay if you go 0. If you
just need 10. We're doing 10s all the way around. Let me just splash them out. You know?
It's mostly witchy.
Yeah.
It is witchy. It is witchy.
Yeah, 10. There's really not. I was trying to think if there's anything that could make it witchier. And I was like, maybe if one of them was green, but even then, 10.
No. I would say this is even witchier than the witches, because we see more of like, oh, what does it mean to be a witch? Just like more all encompassing. Like, what's the lifestyle?
And like when she's like on the tip of her boots, sliding across, like
How witchier did
like yeah. That is like if you just like took that still and were like, oh, this is from the Wizard of Oz, you'd be like, oh yeah, okay.
Right. Fairuza Balk, I guess when she made this movie, everyone thought she was a witch. And she said, I'm not a witch, but she did buy an occult bookstore right after
in
this movie.
In the DVD like extras for it, like the making of, she's like she was the cast member that got super into all of this. In the process of learning about her character.
I did go to her website last night in my research, and she's like very much talking about spirit, light, warmth, nature, and then
and it tracks. It tracks. She might have just been playing herself. We don't, you know.
Right. And you can also buy her original rust-based art for around $5,000 a piece.
Oh.
So she's doing okay.
Don't do enough with rust in the art world.
No. All right, our next one. Gay actors playing gay roles. 10% bonus.
Buddy gay in this that we know of?
No. Again, this is a bonus round, so if it gets a zero, it's not going to work against it.
An extra had to be. Like one of the extras had to be. But we'll go a zero because there wasn't really.
Yeah. You're tough but fair.
Yeah, most movies zero, get zero, unfortunately.
The only movie that didn't got a 0.33 was The Chipmunk Adventure. All right. Our next category, themes of mothers.
We have a lot of that in this.
There's a bunch of that. Yeah.
I think there's more mothering than.
That's
than
my real mother. She died while having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the lady at the bookshop is very motherly as well.
Yeah.
Nancy's mother, Neve Campbell's mother.
Bonnie's. I like when the doctor tells her, oh, this procedure is going to be very painful. And her mom's like, uh-huh. Great. That's fine.
It's covered by insurance. Keep going.
There's a lot of mothering, I think.
That whatever that procedure was wild.
Yeah.
It was like, nice. What was it? We're just going to poke you with a needle? And
I didn't understand how it was supposed to.
Yeah.
I will say that scene freaked me out when I was like younger. Like that's
upsetting.
Because it's like this, it looks gross and like the needle, like what is it doing other than just like
poking her?
It seems like it would just make it worse.
yes. It seems like if you're stabbing a scar, how would that make it better?
Chemical peel would have been just as fine.
Thank you. She's in the right town.
She is. What do we think, Ian?
God, I was like, what are you talking about? How you stab things? Stab burns?
Themes of others.
Needles.
Do we want to go like 5 or 6? 7? 8?
We'll do 7.
Okay. 7.
Yeah.
I think there's a bunch, but I don't think it's a lot of themes so much, so I'm gonna go 4.
Okay.
4. Yeah, I'm also gonna go 4. I gotta go with John on this one, giving an average of 5.
Hate doing that.
I hate doing, but sometimes you just have to. Mm-hmm. All right, our next one, drinks thrown in faces. There's no actual drinks thrown in faces, but rats are thrown on shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like,
like also
there's,
rude,
there's a lot of metaphorical drinks thrown in faces.
Yeah, so the energy of it happens.
Yes. Nancy, every time Nancy enters a room is like a drink thrown in your face.
Because you mentioned 30 Rock earlier, now I'm just thinking of when the Real Housewives parody episode and she throws the wine in the dog's face.
Yeah.
You want to do 4?
Yeah, sure.
We'll do 4.
4.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
3. Like in 20 years, like now, if the craft got together now, these same like three, they'd be throwing drinks in each other's faces.
Probably. She throws a branch at them.
That's true. Also, you could say like pulling out someone's hair just out of nowhere is like throwing a drink in their face.
Yes. I liked that her spell was very fair, though. She said, as long as she doesn't say shit to me again, then she'll be fine. And she does it. And you know what? That cap comes off. And
that's what you get.
Yep.
I gave it a 3, giving it a 3.33, which is also the highest we've had in this category. All right. This is the last of the bonus categories. Quips. How quippy is this movie? Well, there's the bitches of Eastwick.
Right.
We are the weirdos.
Hmm. They're annoyed. They say that and like 5 times in that damn convertible. It's not really a quip, but like it sticks out to me.
One thing I thought was funny was when they were at that store, someone said, do you know how to use candles? And she said, yeah, you light the wick. I was like, all right.
Zach, Oscar Wilde like, over here.
A 4 or 5?
Do 4. I feel like it's not a 5. It should be 4.
It's not like the most hilarious movie you've ever seen. But it's not trying to be.
Right.
I'll give it a 3.
a three. I'll give it a four for the "you don't even exist to me" that whole thing.
Yes,
it's
yes.
really fun. She is so good in this movie. Giving it a 3.67. All right, now we're into the iconic category.
So these categories are kind of larger umbrella categories, so we're back to 0 to 100.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is, how would you rate The Craft in homoeroticism?
Can this be sapphic as well, or no? Does it have
absolutely
to be?
Sure. Okay. They do like kiss each other when they do their like blood yeah. bonding thing, but it's very, it doesn't feel like erotic so much as ceremonial.
But going back to what I talked to earlier about Nancy, Zach, I feel like
that's
that
true.
Would play into mm-hmm. the scoring.
Yeah, no, sure. I definitely think so. So you want to go high then?
Yeah, like not like crazy high, but like, want to do like 75, 70?
Yeah. Are we back on 100 scale?
Yes, yeah.
We are.
We'll do 75.
Okay. 75.
I think it's kind of low. I will go 53.
I mean, yeah, it's even subber than subtext in some ways. I guess think there's not even subtext of it. So I'm going to be the real grouch again and give it a 30.
They're just trying to outdo us, Ian. You see what this
is. Okay? I know.
Next one, we're going with 22. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is.
Going with zero.
You're not going to be able to, because our next category is drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch The Craft and come away with a whole book of ideas?
Has anybody seen a Nancy drag queen? I've never seen a Nancy drag queen.
There's got to be.
There has to be. Even like just by spirit, you know, like Sharon Needles, you know what I mean? Any kind of yes. goth Dragula queen is going to yeah. have been inspired by this movie.
I feel like I know that I have, but then
I feel like what is tough about this, and what's sort of tough about like wearing all black, is that it's hard to have a look or an outfit that you go, that is definitely The Craft. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like that outfit though, where when she's fucking with Ski, like that, it's instantly recognizable.
I made friends with an artist who I tried to get on my podcast because she came up to my table that I was working at Comic-Con one year, and I was like, are you dressed as Nancy from The Craft? And she was like, oh my God, no one gets who I'm dressed as. And I was like, no, I love this. And like, got a picture with her and we like exchanged like Twitter handles and mm-hmm. stuff. Like so that. I feel like Nancy's look is like very recognizable. But I don't know, Zach, what do you want to go with?
There's also like Nancy, even before her like final, she's dressing like she's in the Matrix. Like she's yeah. in all like this patent leather
love it too.
Coat yeah. and pant in high school, no less.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say that the wardrobe in this high school made no sense to me, because some no. of them sort of had like a uniform, but they were just blatantly
but they could
not
play with
wearing
it.
Them.
Nobody
yeah,
was getting
not
in
any,
trouble.
No school yeah. with a uniform. First of all, none of the guys had anything resembling a uniform. Some of the girls, just those four girls really only did sometimes. Like it made zero sense. The wardrobe.
I did really laugh when Linda debuts her wig. Which is like, isn't she like a rich girl? She has like the worst wig you've ever seen. She got a Party
that.
City.
Yeah.
It's so rich for you.
She does that. It's even gotten to like the stiff curls.
Yeah. She looks
I love that we yet. Know who your favorite character is too throughout this whole thing.
She's wild. It just really made me laugh. And whatever, what is Neve Campbell wearing at the end? She looks like a
oh, that
like
was so
satin.
Weird.
But
like wrapping paper, but
yeah,
like
duster. Yeah.
It was she, 90s, she thought she was doing something with all of these outfits, which after she got all of her scars removed and she came back into class, she thought well, she was like, stripping.
I thought she was going to wear like a backless something.
That's what
after
I,
that.
In, my,
yeah.
in my memory,
right?
she did.
Yeah.
But then she's like still covered. So like,
yeah, like a high neck.
It's like that blouse. Moment from like the Princess Diaries, where she has straight hair, right? And everybody's freaking out.
I also want to give a special shout out to Nancy's mom's couch that she buys,
oh, sure.
which is so.
They spent all of their money on yeah. that. On the three things: the apartment, the couch, and the Connie.
What
Francis
more do you need?
Box.
What more That's do you need? All. The essentials. We have yeah. an iconic couch that will never look out of style.
No.
And also, this movie did inspire Katy Perry's song "Dark Horse," which That's I'm true. Sure drag queens have.
Lip sync.
Is that true?
It's true.
How do you find that out? How do you?
Oh, it's a little
thing. IMDb
trivia. And then I did watch the video, which is total cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
she's doing ancient Egypt. But then she did a 2014 Grammys performance that was more on the nose with witches, and she uses a stripper pole that's decorated like a witch's broom. Yeah. Well, that's fun. I Cute. Thought. Cute. Remember well. When Katy Perry was fun?
Oh, Katy Perry.
I was never a Katy Perry fan.
No.
Let's do.
Listen, Teenage Dream is like the best pop song. It's a very good pop song.
She's got bops. You can't deny a bop.
She does. Yeah. She's basic and corny, but she's got bops.
I saw her parents at Mendocino Farms. Total crazy people.
How the hell did you recognize her parents?
Because I've seen her father. Like, if he's like total, like head to toe, like true religion, and like wears a baseball cap with like with a belt buckle on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. He just like looks like every like Hollywood like.
Wasn't he trying to like recruit people to his church through her Twitter account?
I'm sure he
like hacked her Twitter account, and her sister had to like go on her Twitter account and say, "That's my dad. It's not Katie tweeting. He's just like having an episode right now."
Ryan Murphy, here's your new series.
What do we think, Ian? Because I feel like it like really rests on Nancy.
Question. I forget what the question was that we're ranking.
The category's drag queen inspiration.
Drag queen. Right. And we're still doing 0 to 100 for this.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Zach. I think this is pretty high. I don't know that I've seen a lot of drag queens, but I feel like it could be. I would go like maybe 80, 85.
I think that's a little too high.
All right, 70? Like
70. We'll do 70. Okay. Yeah.
70.
I'll go 73.
73. I'm going to go 80 for the couch.
Drag queens love a couch.
Just love a couch. Given an average of 74.33, which is 11 points lower than Resident Evil Apocalypse. But that has Jill Valentine, to be fair. Mm-hmm. All right. The last of the iconic categories, camp factor. How campy is the craft?
100. It's campy.
That was so it. That just came out of you. You did not think for a second.
I don't know. I think I was just exaggerating. I think maybe a little bit lower than that.
See, I actually meant to say this earlier. Like Fruza Balk's performance borders on camp, but it doesn't. It still works. It doesn't work as like you're laughing at it. It's not right.
But it's not Mommy Dearest. She's right on the edge of it, but it doesn't cross
like,
over.
If she took like maybe like one more Adderall, it would have been
sure
over the line. But I love it, and I feel it is very like.
But I think we love the over-the-topness of it.
Yeah,
it's like it's sort of like knowing camp. It's like I think she's aware that she's being ridiculous and doing a very smart job of it. So it's not the unknowing camp. It is more knowing camp, I would say.
All right, that's more fair. Okay, yeah, because I feel like to say it's camp is almost unfair because it's like still taking itself seriously, but not in
they
bad
are
way.
Making the choice, right?
Yeah.
Robin Tunney's wig is kind of camp, though.
That's pretty camp.
Her wig is so bad.
The Connie Francis jukebox is pretty camp.
The mom is definitely camp.
She's so camp.
And that outfit she wears once they like get the money, that's like very camp.
And even like there, I don't know if it was Fruza Balk's dad or not, but the guy who like he's just like classic like Italian guy who's like overweight and a wife beater and a cheesy mustache. And he's like, shut up, you two. I'm in my trailer.
It's a different this trailer is in a different universe. And it's like a pocket universe.
John, why didn't they cast you as Mario instead of Chris Pratt?
On Broadway, it's going to be me.
He's going to be Super Mario.
So, Zach, what do we want to go with?
High. I want to go high up there.
We can do 100 if you want. But yeah.
No, I don't think 100. I was just 95? Being out there. We'll do higher than that. 97.
97, one of the campiest movies you've ever seen.
It's pretty campy. All those bugs and stuff. Like, I think the only thing that would make it campy is if they like made out with one of the snakes. I'll go 93.
I got a quick list of campy things I noticed. Here we go. Intense meetings in a gazebo. If your opening credits show clouds, there better be flying later on. Leaks in Los Angeles offering a teen a snake. Nev Campbell playing Mousy. Shoplifting teens. Street preachers. Who do they think they're fooling? Trusting Skeet Ulrich. Seeing your bully's hair fall out and celebrating by doing a perfect dive. Giving your mom's boyfriend a heart attack and having to ride along in the ambulance. Screaming to everyone on the beach that all the beach sharks are a gift. Confiding in the boy you brainwash. Making someone think their parents died in a plane crash is such a mean girl move. Snakes on a patio? Playing it cool while roaches crawl out of your sleeves. And finally, the moral of the story seems to be don't make friends. So I'll give it it's pretty camp. I'll give it a 90.
If given we ever average, come yeah if we ever come back on here, we're gonna have a whole list of our own and we're gonna do just like that. Right. We're gonna be bouncing off of each other.
A dream. Well, it got an average of 93.33, which is 0.33 points higher than the next highest, which was The House Bunny. This is currently the campiest movie we've had in the last five movies. That's pretty good.
The house bunnies really campy, though.
It absolutely is. Not as campy as the craft, apparently.
But I almost feel like it depends on. Okay, wait. I'm going to make our argument.
You won. I don't know what you're arguing.
But my argument here, like in favor of the craft, is that the house bunny, I don't know if, like, for me, like, do you consider that kind of comedy camp, or is it just like stupid comedy? You know what I mean? Like, both. Depends on if, like, it's purposeful. Yeah. It's all on purpose. The acting is dumb. It's supposed to be dumb. Yes. And it's like fun, but it's like all on purpose and in the vein of like comedy.
Anna Faris was not going for an Oscar, Ian.
No, but that's what I mean. Yes. Like, that's why I wouldn't consider like it like total camp.
But then
like,
John Waters is intentional.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard to get much campier than that.
Well, right. That's like way like that's like wacky campy. I don't know.
Sure. Right. Like, no, I think what you're saying. Like, to me, camp is like when whatever someone's doing does not match like the reality of it. So they're like more upset or more intense or whatever.
Yes.
But I think there are ways where you can be like smart about it, and like a John Waters thing, we're like, oh, I know I'm being more ridiculous. Or there's the like the bad actor camp of just like we're acting, you know, like this is a, you know, again, like, Mommy Dearest. But I think they are both camp. It's just knowing camp and unknowing camp.
Okay, that's because, like, would you consider Scary Movie camp?
Not really. I mean, there's part Scary Movie 2.
That one's camp, but the first one isn't.
A sequel is always campier than the original. Sure. It's a sequel.
Right.
All right, now
I feel like ahead. I'm back on Twitter during the Met Gala camp thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Fun. All right, now we're into the final two category. These are the crown jewels.
So these ones we don't rate. We all vote whether we think it gets this bonus or not.
All right.
The first one is a 15% bonus for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Does the craft have a positive portrayal of homosexuality?
I don't believe so.
I would say no. Even though it has a woman who's running a witch store, you would think it's right there. All right. Finally, negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
This is not the movie Boat Trip, so it will not lose 50% of its points.
All right. That's it. We're done.
We've done it.
We have crunched the numbers.
I'm going to argue that it is the movie Boat Trip.
Oh, my God. We're going to be here all night. There is a beach, a water.
That's true.
That's all you got. All right. I will tell you exactly how it did. So out of a total possible 2,780.33, the craft has scored 2,341, giving it a percentage of 84.20, making it the 10th gayest movie ever made. Not as gay as The Lost Boys, but gayer than Clue.
Huh.
That's pretty good. You're number 10 out of all the movies we've done.
Out of all the movies. So how about the horror movies, of the movies that you mentioned at the top?
That's only beat by The Lost Boys. Rocky. It's fourth. It's the fourth gayest horror movie.
Okay, Rocky Horror Picture beats it though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Rocky Horror Picture like is gay. Yeah.
Rocky Horror Picture Show has, Rocky Horror Picture Show has an 89.81 and The Craft has an 84.20. So there's only a 5% difference.
I will say this, the wheel was really on your side.
Yes.
You guys got some really good cast.
You guys were also the ones giving it hundreds and 90s.
I know. I just
also gave it zeros.
Yeah. Got carried away. Sure. I will accept this. Yes. Approved.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We do not choose to appeal this decision.
It wasn't an option, but good
you
to know.
Like the most disappointed people.
Yeah, you guys are so bummed. It's a 10.
I think it was just very deep in thought. I had a lot, like I was comparing them to all of the ones earlier.
Sure.
Well, thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun. Such a fun movie to talk about. Is there anything you guys would like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Our joint OnlyFans.
Yes.
No, My Bloody Judy, our horror podcast that we do together at youtube.com/azbbonusfeatures. And where can they find it on the podcast, Ian?
If you want to listen to it as a podcast, you can hear it in Slayerfest 98's podcast stream, which you can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Amazing. Well, thank you so, so much, guys. It's been so much fun. And you can follow us at Twitter and Instagram at @2oldqueens, @TWOoldQueens. Follow me on Letterboxd, where I maintain the current movie rankings.
Yes, you can email us at @2oldqueens, @TWOoldQueens, @gmail.com. Let us know if we got anything wrong. If you guys have any fun Christine Taylor stories, let us know. We'd love to hear them. We also have merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for @2oldqueens, you can find a lot of fun stuff that you can buy for yourself and your loved ones. And a percentage of all the proceeds goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying merch, you're helping people out. And finally, we have a Patreon, @2oldqueens, the retirement plan. For just $5 a month, you get another episode every week. And right now we're going through all the Child's Play movies, so you can find out what is the gayest of all the Chucky movies.
Nice.
All right. That's okay. Thank you so much.
This was so much fun, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.